Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors? Welcome to this edition of Monday Motivation. That's right. Today I want to share with you just a statistic that I found staggering. According to the Gallup poll that was done in 2017, 85% of individuals hate their job. What? 85%? That's crazy. And I was looking at that and I figured that, well, let me define this first for myself. I said, if you hate your job, then of course, 10 out of 10 days, you don't want to be there. But I said, 9 out of 10 days, you don't want to be there. I would still put that as hate. And then we'll even go as far as 8 days out of 10 if you don't want to be at your job. Yeah, I personally would categorize you as hating your job. So in episode 140, I interviewed Chris Tuff. And Chris is the millennial whisperer, right? If you haven't checked out the episode, I would encourage you to do so. And I've been reading his book. It's a great read. Great read, very interesting. And in this book, he begins to speak about the 70-30 rule. And the 70-30 rule, plain and simply, is even if you love your job, right, you enjoy your job, you're cool with your coworkers, your bosses, they don't really get on your nerves that often, then 70% of the time, it will be pure bliss. You look forward to getting to the work. You're excited about the benefits, all that other stuff. However, on the other side, 30% of the time, you won't be a fan of your job. 30% of the time, you might have a complaint here or there. Oh, somebody's always eating my lunch out the break room and I put it in the refrigerator. You know, whatever the complaint might be. But taking time to hear this by reading his book, it really helped me put some things in perspective. Because I began to think, well, wow, if people who love their job 70% of the time is good, but then 30% of the time they're not the biggest fans, then maybe we should learn how to shift our perspective and operate in this, the 70-30 rule. Because friends, we know that all days are not always going to be glitz and glam and greatness. Not all days. But we also know that they all can't be terrible, right? So today, as you're at your job that you might hate, that you might love, or wherever you are on the spectrum, I want to challenge you to remember that if it storms, then the sun has to come out sometime. So if you are an individual who might not be the biggest fan of your job all the time, start with one, the small things. What do you appreciate about your job? Be grateful that you have a job. Be excited that you get a check. And then when we find something to nitpick at and complain at, friends, let's try to keep those minimal. Because the more we try to magnify the mole, the more we try to magnify the minimum, we will just create a culture to where we will upset ourselves and ultimately be a cancer at our own workplace. So let's implement the 70-30 rule, but let's even try to minimize the 30% more than that, to where we can constantly find something to be excited for in this day, in this moment, in this hour. Because if not, we'll continue to be fighting a fight that we will always lose. Because I've said it before, comparison is the thief of all joy. So therefore, if you don't compare and you reflect and you take the time to be grateful, then everybody wins. Because you find yourself in a place of constant and consistent gratitude. Friends, I just want to encourage you, if you felt that this message was impactful to you, I would encourage you just to screenshot the episode and then post it on social media, on your Instagram, on your Twitter, and be sure to tag me on Instagram at Jonathan Jones Speaks, on Twitter at Jonathan J Speaks. Use the hashtag SYS Podcast so I can retweet, so I can repost, so I can share, because I would love just to highlight and spotlight you for just being a loyal and faithful listener to the Speak Your Success Podcast. But friends, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But I hope this week you find a reason to be grateful, because you have so many. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?